Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A day that will be etched in the annals of Indian history, 1st April 2026, marked a multitude of milestones in space science, semiconductor manufacturing, indigenous naval shipbuilding, and biodiversity governance, making it one of the richest single-day current affairs editions of 2026. First, let's talk about the Artemis II mission, which was launched by NASA on 1st April 2026. This mission marks the first crewed mission beyond low Earth orbit since Apollo 17 in December 1972, a gap of 53 years, and the first crewed test of the Orion spacecraft and Space Launch System, SLS. The crew of four will travel around the Moon's far side and return to Earth in approximately 10 days, validating the Orion spacecraft's life support, navigation, and re-entry systems before the landing mission, Artemis III. What makes this significant is that India's Chandrayaan and Gagnyaan programs operate in the same strategic space, and ISRO is a partner nation in the Artemis Accords, the ASLET framework for peaceful lunar exploration. Now, let's look at the crew of Artemis II. Reid Weissman, the commander, is the oldest person to leave low Earth orbit. Victor Glover, the pilot, is the first person of color to travel beyond low Earth orbit. Christina Koch, a mission specialist, is the first woman to travel beyond low Earth orbit and to the Moon's vicinity. And Jeremy Hunsey, another mission specialist, is the first non-Earth citizen to travel beyond low Earth orbit and to the lunar vicinity. Remember this number, 10 days, the duration of the Artemis II mission. Moving on to the semiconductor manufacturing sector, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 3,300 crore rupees Kaynes Technology Semiconductor Outsourced Semiconductor Assembly and Test, OSAT, facility in Sanand, Gujarat, on 31st March 2026. This is the first OSAT plant to achieve commercial production in India under the India Semiconductor Mission. What is an OSAT facility, you may ask? An OSAT facility performs the back-end stages of semiconductor manufacturing, including assembly, packaging, and testing of chips after fabrication at a foundry. They are the final step before chips reach consumer electronics, EVs, and industrial systems. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Kaynes OSAT plant is located in Sanand, Gujarat, and has an investment of 3,307 crore. The plant will produce intelligent power modules, IPMs, which are critical for EVs, industrial drives, and energy-efficient appliances. The production capacity of the plant is approximately 6.3 million units per day at full scale. Note this carefully, the India Semiconductor Mission provides incentives for semiconductor fabs, OSAT facilities, and compound semiconductor plants, with approved projects including Tata Electronics, CG Power, and Kaynes Technology. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of the Inshachi launch, the first of 11 next-generation offshore patrol vessels, NGOPVs, being built concurrently at Goa Shipyard Limited, GSL, and Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, GRSE, under a 9,781 crore rupees contract signed in March 2023. The NGOPV program has various roles, including coastal and offshore surveillance, anti-piracy operations, search and rescue, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, protection of offshore assets, and counter-infiltration. The Inshachi has a length of 110 MA tonnage of 2,900 tons and a speed of over 25 knots, with an indigenous content of approximately 76%. Now, let's turn to the IVFRT scheme, which has been approved by the Union Cabinet for continuation from 1st April 2026 to 31st March 2031, with a financial outlay of 1,800 crore. The IVFRT scheme is India's integrated digital platform for immigration, visa issuance, and registration of foreigners. It interlinks visa processing, immigration clearance at international borders, foreigners' regional registration offices, FRROs, and intelligence sharing with the Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of External Affairs, and security agencies. Moving on to the CCTV security mandate, from 1st April 2026, India's new mandatory certification regime for internet-connected CCTV cameras came into force, effectively banning the sale of uncertified devices, particularly Chinese brands like Hikvision, Dahua, and TP-Link, which have not obtained BIS-STQC certification. The government has issued essential requirements, ER, norms for IP-connected CCTV cameras, giving the industry a 2-year compliance window. Now, all internet-connected CCTV cameras sold in India must be STQC certified, and manufacturers must declare the country of origin of the system-on-chip, SOC. Now, let's look at the Nagoya Protocol, under which India has issued 3,561 of the 6,311 total internationally recognized certificates of compliance, IRCCs, globally, a 56.43% share. The Nagoya Protocol is an international agreement that aims to promote the fair and equitable sharing of benefits arising from the use of genetic resources. India's framework for implementing the Nagoya Protocol includes the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, and the National Biodiversity Authority, NBA, which grants approvals for access to genetic resources. With that background in place, let us look at the Navegaon Agjira Tiger Reserve, NNTR, which has assumed administrative control of its 652.20 sq km notified buffer area, expanding its total size to 1,305.88 sq km. The NNTR is located in the Gondia and Bhandara districts of Maharashtra and has a tiger population of approximately 70. The buffer zone control enables year-round tourism management, ecotourism infrastructure, coordinated anti-poaching and patrol, and habitat corridor protection. Now, let's talk about the Bhavsagra Referral Center, which has been designated as India's first national repository for deep sea fauna under the Biological Diversity Act, 2002. The Bhavsagra Center is located at the Center for Marine Living Resources and Ecology, CMLRE, in Kochi, Kerala, and has a collection of over 3,500 taxonomically identified and georeferenced voucher specimens. The center provides a foundational resource for ocean scientists studying India's exclusive economic zone, EEZ, depths and supports the Blue Economy policy by cataloging exploitable and protected marine genetic resources. Moving on to the CEC removal motion, the India Bloc has submitted a notice to Parliament seeking the removal of Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, Gyanesh Kumar, backed by 190-plus MPs across both houses. This is the first time in India's constitutional history that a formal removal motion has been moved against a sitting CEC. The CEC can be removed only by an order of the President passed after an address by each House of Parliament supported by a special majority. Now, let's look at the Income Tax Act, 2025, which replaces the 64-year-old Income Tax Act, 1961. The new act introduces a unified tax year concept, aligning India's tax year with the financial year. The tax slabs and rates remain unchanged, but the act expands digital and faceless procedures, making them the default. The act has 536 sections and 23 chapters, reduced from 819 sections and 47 chapters in the old act. Finally, let's turn to the GRSE triple delivery, where Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, GRSE, delivered three indigenously built naval platforms simultaneously, including the guided missile frigate INS Dunagiri, survey vessel INS Sanshodhak, and ASW craft INS Agrahi. This delivery event covers strike, survey, and underwater warfare capabilities, showcasing India's defense PSU shipbuilding capacity. And here is something that surprises many students, the solid waste management rules, 2026, which came into force on 1st April 2026, introduce mandatory four-stream waste segregation and a centralized digital tracking portal for waste from collection to disposal. The rules replace the Solid Waste Management Rules, 2016, and aim to improve waste management in India. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that the Artemis II mission, the Cairns OSAT plant, the INS-SHACHI launch, and the IVFRT scheme are all important current affairs topics that can be asked in the UPSC exam. The Nagoya Protocol, the NNTR, and the Bhavsagra Center are also relevant to the environment and biodiversity sections of the syllabus. The CEC removal motion and the Income Tax Act, 2025, are important topics in the polity and economy sections. In conclusion, 1st April 2026 was a significant day in Indian history, with multiple milestones achieved in space science, semiconductor manufacturing, indigenous naval shipbuilding, and biodiversity governance. These developments have important implications for India's strategic position, economic growth, and environmental sustainability, and are relevant to the UPSC exam syllabus.